The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Brian Robinson Jr. will join us in about 2 hours at 9 a.m., but right now, we're going to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
You know, I have a bunch of skin stuff to get into, but I did want to mention that thanks to Dr. Walker's office, everybody over there, I don't even know my surgeon yesterday for the root canal cakes. Mm-hmm. Got that taken care of. I actually texted with my regular dentist, the great Dr. Mora. I said, you know, I've got a bunch. I might have two more teeth that need to be pulled.
Okay.
I said, I'm on TV 20 hours a week. I can't have a gaping hole in my smile.
Yeah, it's not great.
And he said, we could figure that out. I need something temporary.
You should have a separate burner phone just for dentists and oral surgeons.
Right.
Just to handle all that.
Well, I'll tell you what I could use.
Keep it separate.
You know, speaking of United Healthcare, I think I'm all out on my dental insurance for the year. I'm over the...
You're maxed out.
Maxed out, so I had to pay a bunch out of pocket.
Yeah.
I'm.
On brand.
I got another 3 weeks. I got to put off some of this stuff until January.
Until it resets.
You got to kick that can down the road.
I have so much stuff that needs to be done still. You want to see a picture?
Sure.
You know, I'm just going to show you, Cakes. I was going to... I would never put this out because it's so embarrassing.
What, of the hole?
Just like when you're there. This is when they have you under... Look, zoom in on the tooth. And you see where they put the stuff. They drill a hole.
This is going to be the worst pinch zoom I've ever done
pinch
on a
zoom
phone.
On that tooth. And you see the hole they drill in there.
I definitely.
You see that?
I see the hole.
And that's the stuff they put in there. I think they put like an antibiotic in there. And then they put whatever that filler stuff
is. And you got to have the sunglasses on because that light is so bright.
I think also because they use a heat gun to heat stuff or whatever.
This is not a picture you want. Circulating.
Yeah, I mean,
I would say
you look reprehensible.
who took that picture?
Me. I said I want to take a picture.
Oh, you did it yourself.
Because I said, hold on, I want to see what you guys are doing.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? Because you sit there, you can't see what they're doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see what they're doing if that's what they're doing.
But anyway, a lot more to come. That's something I have to look forward to in 2025, Cakes.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. All right, so a bunch of stuff going on. Obviously, bye week's behind us. I actually heard this first reported by J.P. Finley. I'm not saying he broke the story, but I was listening to him. I guess maybe when I was leaving the dentist's office. That Jameson Crowder has returned to practice. They opened the 21-day window on him. I didn't realize it was a calf injury that had put him out. I guess like maybe in week three or something like that. So they got a 21-day window to return him to action or else he'll be done for the season. So I definitely think he could be helpful. Obviously, returning kicks. He could play a slot for you. He could catch some big sort of third down balls.
I'll be honest. I kind of forgot he was on the roster.
Yeah.
when that news broke yesterday, it just reminded me, Jameson Crowder's still on the roster.
Didn't you remember when we went through, who was it that had the ball hit him off the head?
Oz. That was your guy,
yeah,
Oz.
Yeah, Zacchaeus.
Well, yeah. But immediately you're like,
we talked about who could replace
Crowder?
Him.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we knew he was hurt. We just didn't know how bad it was.
I didn't realize it was a calf.
He's very out of sight, out of mind. But good to have him back.
I like Jameson Crowder. I didn't think he had as much left in him as he showed last year, to be honest with you. What's interesting, I also didn't know this, Valdez. There's a story that the Eagles are expected to sign a former Commander. Did you see that?
Ooh, hold on. I think I might have seen it.
Defensive lineman?
No.
Give me another hint. Offensive or defensive player?
I could give you a lot of hints.
All right.
Offensive player.
Skill position or big fat guy?
Skill position-ish.
Skill position ish. Adjacent. I don't know.
How about Valdez's golf buddy?
Oh,
Logan Thomas.
I didn't realize that when San Francisco signed him, did they cut him? To start the season, I had no idea.
Yeah,
he's been chilling. He's been chilling, but I guess they need help. They're looking for somebody.
Because Goddard's hurt, right?
Some red zone stuff in the playoffs.
If he signs with Philly, you guys could do a, hey, let's meet in the middle and play it like Caves. That's more like closer to you, but still, it's pretty nice.
Got to get on Caves first.
Yeah, that's true. That's a tough pull. I know it's very swanky, very exclusive.
Now, this is from sportingnews.com. It seems like somebody here is suggesting it, but the headline is expected to sign. So yeah, who knows? It's pure speculation.
Could fail the physical.
But Matt Holder, Bleacher Report, is the one that says he thinks they're going to sign Logan Thomas to help with depth.
Because Dallas Goedert has been out, I think, 2 weeks now with an injury.
And then Calcaterra has been getting the targets from tight ends.
Yep.
Yeah,
but they need some depth there. So
that's interesting.
Good for him if he signs there.
And then on our end, there's another rumor. Now, this is from a site that has no credibility.
What's the name of the site?
Heavy.com.
Sure.
I give that site very little credibility. Right. But it's like a Rumorville site. But they're saying the Commanders are urged to sign former $50 million free agent offensive tackle Lael Collins. Down the stretch.
Okay.
And he's had quite an odyssey. You know, he had the incident. What was it? With a girlfriend or something? There was something crazy.
Right before the draft.
Right before the draft. And is he the one that had the gas mask on when he was smoking?
No, that was Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, Laramie Tunsil. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting him confused.
Different guy.
But then he signed a $50 million deal. And then I think he got hurt. And then he signed a $21 million deal maybe with the Bengals. Then I think he got hurt again. Then he signed a one-year $1.75 million deal. I think he basically still hasn't proven he's fully recovered from an ACL, but he's out there. And
so he's on the practice squad. Who's he with right now? Or is he a free agent?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I thought he was a free agent.
Okay.
I thought he was a free agent.
So maybe you're right, yeah. So he signed a one-year deal with the Bills, but they cut him.
Right
before the last roster cuts, right before week one.
Right. He's a veteran guy that, you know, obviously has done a lot in this league, Cakes.
Yeah.
It's certainly worth kicking the tires on if you could bring him in for some help along the offensive line. I just question whether or not he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are a few rumors that are out there. Zach Ertz, speaking of tight ends. Was fined $16,000, Cakes, for a blindside block he had against the Titans last week. Mm. That went unbeknownst to me.
You'd be bitter if you had $16,000 taken out of your paycheck because of a block. You wouldn't be happy.
I wouldn't be happy, but if I had that much in there, I probably wouldn't sweat it too much either.
Does the team
probably
cover
correct.
That, or is that all out of his pocket?
I think the team covers that.
He has to cover that. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's straight out of pocket.
So, obviously... with the Saints, it's a 1 o'clock game on Fox.
Man, Commanders are pretty big favorite. 7.5, -360.
The total's low in this one, 42 points.
Yep.
So if you look,
43
the matchup
right
predictor on ESPN, which I always get a kick out of, it has Washington winning 69.9% of the time. I think the deal is, you know, obviously with their quarterback issues, Alvin Kamara. It's all down to Alvin Kamara, right?
Yep. I mean, he's the main weapon there. I know that
he leads him in rushing and receiving.
They're trying to like take some of the workload off of him because they've used him so much at this point. And he's not 22 years old. I think he's 29 at this point.
But he's having a remarkable season.
He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't necessarily scored a ton. I mean, six touchdowns rushing and one receiving, mm-hmm. but he's caught 64 balls and he's ran, whatever, mm-hmm. 223 times.
Yeah, they want to ease that workload, especially in it's a lost season for them. And they just re-upped him for, I think, 2 more years. They tacked 2 more years onto his deal. So expect to see a little more of Kendre Miller sprinkled in. He scored a touchdown this past week.
They were running him against the Giants.
And he's a young back that he had really fallen out of favor with Dennis Allen right. and the previous coaching staff.
Now they're throwing him back in.
So they're giving him a chance at this point to see what he's got.
I'll tell you what's really hurt the Saints is the fact that Olave's been out.
Yep.
Seems like most of the year with mm-hmm. his concussions. And then now Taysom Hill out for the rest of the year.
Correct.
So you're taking those two. I'm not sure if Olave is going to play this game. And Shaheed.
Shaheed was a huge, like, deep target for them
yep.
the first half of the season. I don't remember whether he tore an ACL. He had a big injury. Knocked him out for the rest of the year. But they've suffered a lot of personnel now, losses on offense.
You think about all of the offensive weapons that are out and possibly out for the Saints
mm-hmm.
with, obviously, their starting quarterback Carr. And then Shaheed has been out all year.
Yep.
Taysom Hill. And then if Olave doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You basically have one guy that they can go to, maybe two.
You got Kamara and like
Juwan Johnson's pretty
good.
Juwan
Johnson can step in at tight end, but with Hill down.
You can't lose to this team.
Yeah, this is one where you just have to, when you're looking at the final four games and realize you need to win two or three of them, this is one of those two or three that is a must have.
And clearly Vegas thinks that they will win -360 on the money line.
So what is interesting is if you just want to replay their schedule in your mind a little bit, you know, a lot of us here, you're not really tracking New Orleans. So they got off to a big start against Carolina, big win 47-10 in week one, then another big win against Dallas. I mean, mm-hmm. two mediocre teams, but they scored 91 points.
They're killing it in their early
season. In their first two games, right? Remember that? We talked about how good they were offensively. And then they went on a 7-game slide.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right, so they lost to Philly in a snoozer, 15-12. That sounds like all field goals. They mm-hmm. lost to Atlanta, a two-pointer, 26-24. Then they lost to the Chiefs. Then they lost to Tampa. Then they lost to Denver. Then they lost to the Chargers. Then they
lost to some good teams.
To the Panthers after they beat them, dominated them a week one. Now, was that an Andy Dalton start or was that a Bryce Young? I think that was a Bryce Young start.
I could double-check the box on that. That was a Bryce Young game.
Right. Here. But then, now they've got the injury, and I guess they're officially listing Carr as questionable.
I mean, they may list him as questionable.
Is it a confirmed fracture?
They're calling him week to week.
Left-hand fracture.
It's a left-hand. Okay, so that's why they're leaving it up for grabs. They have won 3 of the last 4, though.
Correct.
So, it's not like they're beating juggernauts.
Beat the Falcons, the Browns, and the Giants.
Right, and they lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
Right. But... you know,
I mean, when they were on that 7-game slide, they lost to some really good teams. But
yeah,
remember,
sure.
Carr got hurt. This is the second time Carr has been hurt. He got hurt earlier in the year, and they had to put Rattler in there for 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. I mean, Carr's not going to play. And I don't know if it's going to be Rattler or Hayner, but you have to beat this team with all the injuries they've got.
I'll give them this.
Especially coming off a bye.
Their defense held the Falcons to 17. They held Jameis and company to 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold the Giants. Now, the Giants are awful. Drew Lock under center. They hold them to 11 points. Like, they can keep the points down. So, hopefully, the Commanders, fresh off the bye, Jaden's 100% healthy. Hopefully, they do what they do and go in and score 28 to 30 points against this team. And it's not even close. Don't make it a close, like, one-score affair late in the game.
Right.
Because that favors the Saints, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if you guys saw this. But I believe he did this yesterday. Dan Orlovsky ranked the top 20 NFL quarterback receiver duos of 2024. Now,
okay.
I want you to guess a couple things. A, I want you to guess like the sort of the top couple.
One's easy.
And then,
yeah, one's pretty easy.
And then I want you to see where, I want you to guess if Jaden and company made.
Right, well, one has to be Burrow and
Chase.
Okay.
Right?
Two.
Darnold Jefferson have to be up there.
Darnold Jefferson is number 3.
That's number 3.
Goff St. Brown, number 2.
Number four. You're missing number two.
Number two. It's the number two wide out.
And it's probably just because I think
is it Tua Tyreek?
No, it's Jalen and AJ Brown.
Mm.
Which they haven't put up gaudy statistics, but I guess the big thing is their average connection is 12.5 yards per attempt, which is tops amongst duos with at least 50 targets.
It seems
Stafford and Puka have got to be up there.
Especially lately. It seems like A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, there's definitely a rift there. They used to be like super tight. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was yesterday, A.J. Brown was asked like, what's going on with the offense? And he's like, passing game needs to be better.
Yeah.
Direct shot.
Well, remember I told you when I was watching that game, they always pan after, you know, when Philly was on defense, they were panning to the bench. Mm-hmm. And it was Brown and Devontae just griping.
Well, I think
not necessarily at each other. They were just bitching at the fact that they couldn't score touchdowns.
Bigger picture, what's probably the root cause of that is because Saquon has been so good on the ground, they just don't pass the ball a lot. Just look at I think they're one of the lower passing rate teams in the entire league.
Yeah.
So like you got AJ Brown, who's a diva wide receiver. He wants the CD Lamb treatment. He wants the Jamar Chase treatment. He's not going to get it in that offense with Saquon racking
up
the yardage.
Right, because Saquon's got to touch the ball 25 times.
No. Right. Valdez, I'm sure you'll have some pride, even though these are kind of like trivial little lists, but they have Lamar and Zay Flowers, top five, best duo. CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, sixth cakes. Russell Wilson and George Pickens, seven. You mentioned Tua, Tyreek, eighth, ninth, Jaden and Terry McLaurin. So we're a top 10 duo.
I might have them a spot or two higher. I think nine's kind of low.
Based on touchdowns, you're right, because a lot of these only have like three touchdowns.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I don't know.
I'd put Stafford, Puka ahead of Jaden.
They have Baker, McLaurin. Mike Evans, 10, Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins. They haven't really produced. 11, Herbert, Ladd McConkey. Stafford and Puka are down to, they're 13th.
That's way too low.
But they, now, you know, Luke, now Puka's
been hurt. Yeah,
he's been hurt.
But when he's healthy, that's a top three duo.
Definitely.
Anyway, we're getting closer. It's only Tuesday, but we'll try to dive more into New Orleans. I'm sure
it's a big one.
I'm sure Drabby and Valdez and those guys will maybe have somebody from New Orleans. As we get closer to game time, to kind of break it down. But it's a big one, Cakes.
Yep, massive certainly is. One. As the Commanders are coming out of the bye week road trip to New Orleans. Ah, you forgot to mention. Chase Young revenge game. Oh, I know you love that narrative so much. You're the biggest fan.
I look at his boxes.
It's another subplot.
And he's, you know, I don't know what he does in quarterback pressures and all that, all those metrics, but he's maybe one tackle a game.
Right.
You know, doesn't sack anybody.
Safe to say he was massively overdrafted. I think everybody can agree on that. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show at 9 o'clock, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders. He'll join us at 9 a.m. to talk about the bye week, the upcoming matchup with the Saints, and more. That's coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Junks.